Greetings, friend, and welcome to the Between the Covers podcast, where we are working every day to remove the self-limiting beliefs that are preventing us from becoming the heroes of our own stories. I am Marcus Barr, and today I wanted to share this concept that I heard on a podcast many, many months ago. This is going back to the Create podcast with Natalie Roy and Kristen Hange. And they were talking about this concept of dirty wounds versus clean wounds, or dirty cuts versus clean cuts. And if you think about just the concept of having a small abrasion somewhere on your body, if you take the time to clean it and give it the space that it needs to heal, what's likely going to happen is it's going to heal just fine. And there might be a little bit of a scar, but most likely there won't really be anything to denote that you even had that there. Yet, on the flip side of that, if you have a cut and you don't take care of it, it gets dirty, it becomes infectious, it turns into something much worse than it could have been, then that is going to take a lot more time to heal, and it is going to leave much more of a remnant behind once the healing is done. While I was listening to these two wonderful women on this podcast, they were talking about how we often do this with our own stories. A great way to consider it is the difference between a clean wound and a dirty wound is what's the story that you're attaching to it. We have talked a lot about self-talk here on this podcast. I have been doing a lot of work in that area personally, because my self-talk has been one of the areas that I have struggled a ton with. I've had a lot of wounding around who I think and believe I am, and a lot of that is being perpetuated by what I'm telling myself. Now, when we are looking at the stories that we attach to these wounds, we often are taking our past experiences and applying them to present circumstances, and that's not always going to give us the most accurate example of what is actually going on in any given situation. An example of this is, say that you have plans to meet a friend for coffee, or you guys are going to get together for a meal, and you are getting ready to go out the door to get into your vehicle, grab your bike, whatever it is that's going to get you to your destination, and you get a call from this friend, and they tell you, hey, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be there, and something came up, I've got to go, and there's really no explanation for what's going on other than something came up. That's all that you know in this situation. Now, if we keep this as a clean wound, we would just say, oh, this person just, there was literally something that came up. Life happens. This kind of stuff is normal. And, you know, we will try and find some other time to get together. That is a much healthier response to what is actually going on. Let's look at the other side. If you receive that call and there is nothing that is said about trying to find another time, or that, you know, we'll try again later on today, or I'll keep you posted. If it's just like, sorry, I have to cancel, something got in the way, click, and the phone call ends, then you might begin to tie it back to some stories of your past. And this is what makes these wounds dirty. This is what causes them to fester and turn into something much worse than they actually are. Let's just pretend that you go to a memory of your childhood. You go to your best friend's house. You knock on the door because it's your best friend. You want to spend some time with them. You want to play. And your friend opens the door and you kind of peek inside and you see that your friend has another friend over, or maybe two other friends. And you didn't know that this was going to happen. And you're like, hey, I was just curious if you wanted to hang out. I was curious if I could, you know, just if we could play. And your friend's kind of getting a little dodgy. Maybe there is a look on his or her face that there's something that is making this friend uncomfortable. And they say, sorry, I'm not available. And you're still, again, looking around and it's like, but you already have some friends over. What if I just come in and play? Oh, no, my mom said that I couldn't have more than one or two other people over. So we're not free. And they close the door. There's a lot that is left open. There's a lot that is left unexplained. Was it really the mom, or maybe even the dad, who said, can't have more than one or two friends over? Was it instead maybe this feeling that you weren't included, that your best friend would rather spend time with these other friends instead of with you? Maybe in that moment, you feel like you are unwanted. Like your friends just didn't really care about you. Let's fast forward to the present. You have this experience where a friend cancels on you and doesn't give you much of an explanation. Instead of keeping it as life happens, we'll try and find another time. Now we are making a connection with the story from our past that maybe my friend just didn't want to hang out with me anymore. Maybe there was someone else that they wanted to spend that time with. Maybe they made other plans and they didn't include me. Maybe I am unwanted. Do you notice the difference between those two different responses? We have one that is a healthy response, that life happens, and we can move on with our day. The other response has connected a past experience to a present circumstance, and it is drawing conclusions that we do not have the evidence for or against that it's true. And this is where these wounds become dirty. This is where they begin to fester. This is when they begin to, instead of being an example of this life just happens, it's this is happening again. I have a friend who is abandoning me. I have a friend who doesn't want to be around me. There must be something undesirable, unwanted, unlikable about me as a person. The dirty wound has made it about you. It has made it about me. It has taken something that is innocuous on the face of it because, let's face it, life happens. There are unexpected circumstances that come up all the time. And we are taking that and we are applying logic that is old. This is old logic from years ago. And now our wound has become something that's even deeper. It has become something that hurts more. It has become something that is not going to heal anytime soon. And this is the concept of a dirty wound and a clean wound. When I am working with my clients and I am processing with them some experience of something that happened to them that day, earlier that week, whatever is coming up inside of them that is fresh and new, I begin to become curious and I ask questions. And we try and figure out, what are you saying to yourself? What's the story that you're attaching to this experience? Maybe it's something where this individual is feeling like they don't belong. Maybe it's something where they're feeling very lonely and they're very isolated. Maybe it is a situation where someone feels unloved, or that there is someone very important in their life that they just wish was pursuing them and they're not being pursued. When we are looking at these situations, we need to become aware of what we are telling ourselves. The stories, the messages, and the beliefs that we are attaching to our present experiences are going to reveal a lot more about ourselves than the messages in and of themselves. If you are telling yourself a message that you're unlovable, or that no one will ever love you the way that you want, that kind of story is going to take us down a very dark and depressing path where the problem is me. I am the one who is unlovable. I am the one who is undesired. I am the one who people just don't like. The reason is mine. It doesn't have anything to do with a situation or a circumstance that is completely out of your control. It doesn't have anything to do with the fact that the other person might have their own baggage that they're holding on to. You may be picking up on some stuff in the background of this episode. If you are, I'm just gonna let you know that 2 weekends ago, my wife and I, we adopted a dog. And so I've got my lovely dog, Odin, in my office here with me, and he is a groaner. You may have heard him groaning in the background if it was picked up by the mic. So this is something that you might be hearing in the future, just as an FYI. One of the tools that can really help us out to make sure that a wound does not become dirty is we check in with ourselves and we become aware of what we're telling ourselves. This can be difficult work. It takes mindfulness. It takes an awareness of what we are thinking. And a lot of these thoughts tend to be subconscious, and they are very difficult to track down because they are so commonplace that we're just not even aware of their existence anymore. Some of the best work that we can do is we can do everything within our power to not take a present situation and then attach a past story to it. And yet, our brains are meaning-making machines. They like to make connections to things. They want things to be explained. They want them to be solvable. They want to have an understanding of why something happened the way that it did. This is why we often have an issue of something that correlates with an experience, and we believe it becomes the cause. I have heard over and over again from Libby, who has a background in science, that correlation does not mean causation. And oftentimes, when a wound is becoming dirty, or it is dirty, we are drawing a correlation to our past, and we are making it the cause of whatever happened to us in the present. That's not helpful. That is going to reinforce the trauma. It is going to cause more pain. It is going to make it that we begin to isolate more, that we are going to withdraw from these people because there's something innately wrong with me. And therefore, I am just going to get into the same situation over and over again. Doesn't matter who the friend is. We don't want that to happen. That's not helpful. It's not healthy. It's not conducive to our environment of becoming self-confident protagonists of our stories. Yes, we're going to struggle. I struggle every single day still. I have to become aware of what I'm telling myself. I have to become aware of my story. And if this is something that you struggle with, if getting into your story is something that is challenging, then I just want to implore you, find someone who is safe, who is not judgmental, who can hold the space for you to express and experience whatever it is that you are going through in order for you to be more wholly aware of your inner dialogue and your inner experiences. We need that safe person or those safe people for us to be able to process whatever is coming up inside of us. This is what I do every week. When I meet with my clients, it is my job to create a safe space for them to just release and experience whatever is coming up within them. Getting into our story is hard. That means that we are going to have to get into many of these dirty wounds that haven't had time to heal. And one of the things that happens, if we just use the analogy of an abrasion or just a cut on your, say, your arm or on your leg or just somewhere, what happens when it becomes dirty and it becomes infected? It becomes really tender. You don't want anyone touching it. It hurts. And that's what's going to happen when we start getting into these stories, when we start allowing these wounds the space and time that they need in order to heal, is they're going to bring up pain. There's no getting around it. Pain is inevitable when we are doing this journey of self-discovery. Why? Because no one has a perfect childhood. A great example of this, I've heard this so many times before, going back to the Christian tradition that I was raised in, is there is this common saying that comes up with individuals that have a background in the Christian faith is, well, I was raised by a good Christian family. I have no doubts about that. I have no doubts that these people were raised by a good Christian family. And yet, because they were raised by a good Christian family, that seems to put some kind of qualifier on their experiences that they didn't actually experience anything terrible, and they don't have any trauma, and they don't have any hurts, and they don't have any hangups about their parents, about their siblings, about their friends, about their school years. No one has a perfect childhood. We have all been hurt by people very important to us. We have all experienced loss or neglect. There are things that were supposed to be given to us that were withheld from us. There are experiences where we were given something that wasn't ours to hold on to. And that is where our bodies store this pain. That is where our bodies store these stories. That is where we are going to feel the pain when we start doing this work. A dirty wound is going to hurt when we start getting into it. When we start cleaning it up, when we start giving it the proper care that it needs, it's going to hurt, which is why you want to have someone safe who can compassionately hold your story and hold your emotions in an environment of safety and non-judgment. We have been so critical of ourselves for so long, we don't need others to be critical. That doesn't help. That really doesn't help. Coming from my own personal experience, it really doesn't help. I have been in many environments where these wounds of my own have been poked at. They've been prodded. They have been rubbed up against. And it is not a comfortable experience in the slightest. And it has helped me to learn who are the safe people that I can share these stories with. It is my sincerest hope that you have someone like this in your life. Or if you don't, that you can find them, that you can find this person, you can find this individual or this small group of people that you can be open and honest with. I have my wife, Libby. I have my friends, Ben, Katie and Brandon, John and Dan. These are all people that I love to spend time with, not because we are just playing games together, but because these are people that when they are having a really bad day, we create a space for them to feel and release whatever is causing that problem. And when I am the one who is having that bad day, they have done the exact same thing for me. It is truly special. I sincerely wish upon all of you, everyone, you in particular, that you find your Ben, Katie and Brandon, and John and Dan, that you find your Libby, that you find these people who love you, who care about you, and do not judge you at all for any of these stories and of these wounds that are coming up inside of you, because whether you're aware of it or not, they are dictating how you navigate the world. And a lot of this is coming from my own personal experience, and a lot of this is coming from stories that I'm hearing from my clients as well. We all have baggage. We all have these wounds. If they're clean, then they are going to enter into our lives. We will process them. They will heal, and then we go about our day. If they are dirty, then it's going to take work. It's going to take pain, and we're going to need grace and patience in order to get the healing that we need so that we can move on from these. They're not going to go away. They're not going to magically disappear. I still have the same wounds that I've been working through for 8 years coming up, because there's more and more stories that are being tied to them that I'm not aware of. It's challenging, and yet it is also worth it. If this is something that scares you, then take some time to get yourself comfortable with the idea that this is going to be a challenge. It's going to be painful. And it's also worth it. Never lose sight of the fact that you're worth the effort. You're worth the time. You're worth the energy. You're worth the investment. Whatever it is, you are worth becoming the hero of your own story. You are worth healing and becoming a more whole individual who can then help create a safe space for others to heal and to grow. It's the only way we're going to get through this. It's the only way we're going to get through this crazy roller coaster ride called life. Take care of yourself today. If you don't have a safe person that you can share your story honestly with, then I just want to hold the space for you that that is a very difficult place to be. And I'm so sorry that that's your experience right now. Don't quit looking for that person. They're out there. And once again, you are worth it. You are worth being healed. You are worth becoming a much more whole individual that isn't carrying around so much baggage that it's impossible for you to navigate your life without tripping over something from your own past. And until next time, live strong for today. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you like what you're hearing and you're interested in working with me, there is a link to my website in the show notes and also a link just to schedule a free 50-minute one-on-one call with me. Let's get the conversation started. Also, please rate and review this podcast so more people are able to find it. Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to talking with you again soon.